Milt, the basket is only 7'6". Would you like us to tilt it forward for you?
Or we can get you a step ladder, get you a little closer. Come on, Milt, put something up, man.
Anytime this month, baby.
I'm just trying to delay your humiliation. I hate it when you cry in public, boy. Just like old times. Even more like old times.
Don't get carried away. I always let people from back home win.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ron, isn't it true last time my mom was in town, the game was tied. I let her drive the lane and throw up that old weak stuff. I still say she trapped. You met, you know, in junior high, he was such a troublemaker, the principal had to start a dishonor roll.
Principal Simonson still hasn't found his toupee.
So what does this bum do? He buckles down in high school, graduates cum laude from Penn, gets a hotshot Wall Street job, and in what, 2 years? Director of mergers and acquisitions at Addison Rand.
It only took a year and a half. Now, if you're gonna gush, get it right.
Well, Bill, you can put all of your corporate concerns in your briefcase, because this weekend, you're gonna experience human hospitality at its finest.
Oh, yes, tomorrow night we're having a little get-together at my place in your honor.
Sounds great, as long as I'm not paying.
Oh, just a few close friends.
And a few co-eds that we'd like to get closer to.
Ron, yo, bag the bimbos.
If anything go wrong, I'll be at the King Baltimore Hotel, the Chesapeake Regional Servicemen's Reunion. Now, did I give you the number?
Yes, sir. 7 times.
Only 7 times? Then that means I trust you. Well, Brad, are you ready to go?
Yeah, I just taught my last class. I dropped off the cat. I'm ready to hit the road.
I can't hardly wait for this reunion.
Me neither. All week I've been practicing my old war stories.
I even went in the attic and pulled out my old uniform from Korea.
Don't tell me it still fits.
Just fine, except for one thing.
What's that?
For some reason, my hat was too big.
I wonder why.
So, man, when did you meet Dwayne Wayne?
When did I first meet Dwayne?
That's what I just said.
I was on my way to the principal's office.
Yeah, they had a chair with your name on it.
I saw this skinny little third grader with this head. It was so big it looked like it belonged on a man's body.
It still does.
You just wait till I meet your friends.
When I first met Dwayne...
And don't let me get started on those love boat feet of yours.
Milton, did this particular big head boy have any romantic escapades worth mentioning?
Oh, that does not include playing doctor with your big fat cousin Rosie.
I got to tell him about the lip locker.
Oh, no, I'll give you $5, not too much.
No, I will give you 10 if you do.
20 if you have pictures.
Uh-oh. Sorry, man. Money talks. There was this girl in the 7th grade.
Nope.
Daphne Cooper.
No,
Daphne.
Daphne's head was bigger than his. It was Dwayne's first big dance. He and Daphne were slow dancing, cranium to cranium. All of a sudden, they were gone. Dwayne wanted to get a good night kiss before his mother came to pick him up. So they snuck inside a gym locker. 2 hours later, Dwayne's mother, Daphne's father, and the fire department had to pry him out with the jaws of life.
Okay. I say this. I haven't been kissed like that since.
Oh. How touching.
It reminds me of the time Dwayne and I were at Sloppy Nick's. We were waiting on our pizzas, and Dwayne is checking out this girl. She's real cute, but he's too shy to go over and talk to her.
That's funny.
So I walked up to her, and I said, Dwayne was a talent scout for Morris Day.
Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, it's right. You're not my
nice turnout.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Tell me that's not no Clue Crudders. When I was in Korea, all that man ever did was run his mouth from sun up to sundown. On and on and on. You ever seen people like that?
Mm-hmm.
We always said the quickest way to end the war would be to send him up to the front line and let him talk the enemy to death. I wish I'd have stayed at home with Velma and canned plums.
Oh, now, Vern, don't work yourself up now. I probably won't recognize you. Know what I mean?
Don't touch my head.
Oh, excuse me, fellas. Sergeant Hernan Carruthers, 457 Bomb Disposal, Kaesan, Korea. You know, you look awfully familiar.
Lord.
I know who you are. You're Vernon Gaines, the best mess sergeant in Korea. What happened to your hair? You get it shot off in the war? Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, wait a minute. What? You not leave me alone with him.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Well, I'm not back in 2 minutes. I'm faking a heart attack.
Okay, okay. I hope you don't mind the hugs. You know, Vernon, for years I couldn't hug another man.
Really?
Yeah, but that all ended last New Year's Eve. I got this book on hug therapy. Even birds love to be hugged.
Really?
Yeah, come here.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Carol Dillon?
Carol Dillon Garrison.
Uh-huh.
Captain Bradford Taylor?
Colonel Bradford Taylor.
Oh, well, except for the rank, you haven't changed one bit.
And neither have you.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Garrison. You didn't marry Ben Garrison, an engineer, did you?
Yeah, just long enough for him to get me pregnant and run off with our divorce lawyer.
Oh.
Well, hey, all is fair in love and war.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear it didn't work out. Come on, let's dance.
So, how about you? I remember you had a thing for this UPI photographer. What was her name? Johanna.
Well, Johanna and I got married.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But of course now she's alive and living well in Germany without me.
All the way in Germany.
All the way in Germany.
Well, I'm sorry to hear things didn't work out.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I think I better go call my kids. If I don't check on them, my house is gonna look like Saigon by the time I get home.
Carol, I'll wait right here in this spot until you get back.
Counting on it.
I like your friend.
Oh, yeah?
And that Whitley. Whoa, are you and she,
Sorry, Milt. Whitley's spoken for.
Hey, man, Ron, you never even asked the woman out. I'm not sure if she knows your last name. I think you underestimated.
Well, that girl is a winner. She's smart, classy. A future engineer would definitely make it to CEO with her on his arm.
I see her on the arm of the man to inherit one of Detroit's largest auto dealerships.
I see you on the arm of an orderly being escorted back to your padded room, buddy.
Stranger things have happened.
Tell you, one day that brother's brain's gonna shift out of neutral.
Are you two really tight?
Yeah, we've been partners since freshman year.
Ooh, that's too bad.
Wait, why you say that?
He brings you down, man. Down to his level. The minute he opened his mouth, I said, this is just another trifling bourgeois brother trying to be down.
No, wait a minute. The brother isn't trying to be anything. He's active in Kappa Lambda Nu. He does a lot down at the youth center.
What kind of grades does he make?
You know, people put way too much emphasis on grades.
I'll tell you something. You would have been spared the Rons of the world if you had taken my advice and followed me to Penn. You don't have to be here,
Dee. Wait, no, I chose to be here, all right? Hillman is one of the finest colleges in the country.
For what it is, a school like this gives you a false sense of reality. Everybody's black. Everybody's equal. That's not the real world.
No, I know the real world. We grew up in it, remember?
You're not hearing me.
What are you saying?
I'm saying my friends in college were the sons of CEOs.
So?
You become the best by being with the best.
Ah, who's got the big head now?
Dwayne, you got a lot to offer. But you're not going anywhere without the right training. And certainly not by carrying around dead weight.
Wait, wait a minute, man. First of all, Ron is nobody's dead weight, okay? And he's not trifling.
There's a busted water main in Libby Hall. There's a wet t-shirt contest commencing as we speak.
Fellas, anyone feel like bobbing for muties? Are you sure you don't want to go? Need I remind you that Libby Hall is home to 4 cheerleaders and a pre-med that look good even in dry t-shirts.
Well, we're gonna stay cleaned up for a while.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, thanks for a great evening.
No, say, you're a financial whiz. I've got an idea that's got gold mine written all over it.
Really?
Yes. Indisputable fact A, students are hungry. Indisputable fact B, students stay hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. We rent some old-fashioned ice cream carts, and we call it Steady Yourself Now.
Dinner man, we deliver.
We'll talk about it. I'm gonna get you some information on Penn right away.
We'll talk about it.
You know, he's lucky he's your homeboy. Otherwise, his behind have been framing my foot.
What's your problem?
Every time I open my mouth, Mr. Wall Street Journal breath cut me off like I had nothing interesting to say.
I didn't notice.
I'm telling you, the man is threatened. You see, that's why powerful people often surround themselves with idiots.
Ron, why don't we clean up in the morning, man?
You know, Noodle think twice about dissing my ideas when we're rolling in bucks, right, partner?
Ron, your idea is dumb.
Dumb?
Yes, dumb. How can an ice cream cart keep dinner warm?
Did I say I had it all figured out?
Do you ever have anything figured out?
Oh, yeah, I have one thing figured out. Somebody around here has a pretty bad case of Miltonitis. And that bumpy brother is the last person anyone should want to be like. And don't let him come try to buy a car in Detroit.
Let me tell you about it.
Hey, Vern, where have you been?
Oh, I went upstairs to get away from that man and his mouth, so I took a bath.
Smart move.
Oh, by the way, your shoes should be dry by tomorrow.
What happened to my shoes, Vern?
Well, it was the darndest thing. I was just about to jump in the tub, but the water felt a little tepid, so I thought I'd add some more hot water.
What happened to my shoes, Vern?
I turned on the faucet, next thing I knew, water was flying everywhere, like the Johnstown flood in Louisiana.
All right, forget it. Today, if you told me my house had burned to the ground, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
Who was that lovely young lady I saw you talking to?
Yeah, that was Carol Garrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a nurse back in Vietnam. Of course, now back then we just kind of smiled at each other. Yeah, but that was then.
Well, you know, it's wise for a man your age to get hooked up with a nurse.
Watch it. Yeah, she held that triage unit together. Yeah, that woman could handle anything, man. Matter of fact, quiet as it's kept. I always kind of thought of her as the one that got away.
Oh.
Oh, here she comes. Okay.
Don't leave me alone again.
Vernon! There you are. Good thing I recognize you. You know, if I didn't know better, I would say you was trying to avoid me.
Sorry I took so long.
Oh, that's all right. Everything okay?
My 16-year-old just totaled another car, his second this year.
What? Well, he's all right, isn't he?
You know, his father taught him how to drive. I told Bootsy if he wrecks one more car, I'm putting his behind in the street with his father. You have children?
Oh, yeah, I've got two, Terrence and Suzanne. Of course, now they're both spending the winter in Germany with their mother, which means when they get back, they'll be able to disobey me in two languages.
Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
My second husband married a woman named Suzanne.
No kidding.
Well, her name was really Susan.
Mm-hmm.
But he started calling her Suzanne after Mardi Gras one year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the French are famous for two things. The other one is cooking. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just saying.
That's okay.
Puffing away.
It's okay. It's okay.
You know, I've been trying for years to stop. I've tried everything. Chic, big, slick. It's awful. Right after my second divorce, I moved right up to 3 packs a day.
Well, now, what worked for me was just stopping cold turkey.
Don't you think I've tried that? I mean, after all, I am a healthcare professional.
Oh, come on now, Carol. I just meant... Well, anyway, just don't give up.
Oh, I haven't. I found this psychic through my girlfriend's hairdresser.
Psychic?
Mm-hmm. You know, they're much more accurate than the numerologists. Now, if this girl works out, I'm going to have her talk to my shrink about his drinking.
You know, Carol, somehow I just don't think that a psychic is the answer to your problem. I mean,
Problem?
Uh-huh.
You think I have a problem?
Well, everyone has problems. It's just what I meant.
Are we getting a little familiar a little too quickly?
All right,
I mean, I didn't come all the way to Maryland to be judged, you know.
Oh, I'm not judging you, honey. I'm just saying that...
You know what? You are just like Bootsy's father. Now, he thought he knew everything, too.
Oh, no.
But, you know, you don't know me. And you never will.
Carol, all I was saying was that I...
What am I gonna do? I will never finish this on time.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'll just ask Colonel Taylor for an extension, and I know what you're gonna say, Dwayne. Whitley, you have more extensions than Millie Vanilli.
Hey, Whitley, why don't you ask Colonel Taylor for an extension?
That's a good idea.
Tell me something. What do you think of Ron?
Ron who?
Ron Johnson, my roommate. How would you describe him?
Well, he's silly. Mm-hmm. Obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on.
Boring. A bit crude. Oof. Did I say obnoxious?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there is a very sweet side to Ron. He reminds me of a stray puppy.
Now, you see, you didn't use words like stupid and dead weight, did you?
Stupid? Of course he's not stupid. He wouldn't have been accepted to this school.
Exactly. Did you ever think about going to another college?
Dwayne, I am doing the best I can with this math stuff.
No, Whitley, I mean when you were applying to colleges, was Hillman your first choice?
Of course. I was accepted at Georgetown. When I turned him down, my guidance counselor threw a hissy fit. She said she couldn't understand why a girl with so much to offer like myself would limit myself at a school like Hillman. That's what she told me.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
She didn't understand. My great-granddaddy was all but accepted at this certain Ivy League school until he showed up for the interview. He went to Hillman, and he went on to become the first black circuit judge of Madison County, Virginia. He always told me, I was 7 years old.
Baby, you can go to school any place, but no school would love you and teach you to love yourself and know yourself like Hillman.
Then he started talking about the Bolsheviks, because he's getting a little old. Excuse me, Dwayne.
Sorry, I'm late. You're a little overdressed to be out here shooting jumpers, ain't you, Pop?
You always said I was a style master on the court.
So true, so true.
Look, D. In order to make a point last night, maybe I came down a little hard on Ron. I mean, I still think he's dragging you down
and all,
but...
Don't worry about it. We all say things to make points, right?
Right.
Okay.
Did you get a chance to look at that information about Penn?
I sure did. You know, Penn is a very good school. Hey, that ball needs a little bit of air.
Penn is a great school, and they have better basketballs. So, does this mean you're thinking about transferring?
Well, I read the Penn catalog, then I read Hillman's. Did you know that Hillman has as many PhDs as most top-ranked schools, including Penn?
I didn't know that.
Oh, now you do.
Of course, a PhD is kind of a waste if you don't have the right kind of students to teach.
Mm-hmm. Glad you mentioned that, too. I went over to admissions, found out that over 80% of all incoming Hillman freshmen or the top third of their class.
Of course, college is more than just a degree.
Uh-huh.
It's about making the right contacts.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too. Did you know about that Kanishima internship I had last semester?
Mm-hmm.
I got hired by the senior vice president, a Hillman alum. In fact, he told me that after graduation, he'd be happy to give me a job and pay for grad. But I'll be sure to keep Penn in mind.
Nice shot.
Well, I guess this ball had a little more air than I thought.
Well, when you get into the real world and you need some good contacts, call me.
The real world, huh?
Keep in touch.
Brother, I think you need to keep in touch. Take it slow, Milt. Only 168 hours until Dinner Man We Deliver?
I wrote up a proposal. Found an investor with an old-fashioned ice cream cart and a portable microwave.
Ron, I gotta hand it to you.
All I want you to hand me is the ball.
Here you go. Come get it.
And none of that soft stuff like you had with Nook. I want you to play me tough like you did your mother.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas.